Hey, it's Julia here with you. And with online sales soaring, spending your hard-earned money online is easier than ever with now being able to buy products from your phone. We're joined with best-selling author and life coach Sally Tebow. We're going to be chatting some ways we can be wiser in our spending. Hey, Sally, how are you going?
I'm well, thank you, Julia.
So, A little bit of a background. I've decided for October that I'm not going to buy anything new. I'm doing a bit of a challenge because I've realized in the past that I use shopping as a form of retail therapy. And I just wanted to get your perspective. Why do you think so many of us, especially women, overspend or use shopping as a form of therapy?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question, actually. I think it's easy. I think it's, it's one of those, I don't like to use addiction or bandying it around, but it becomes that. And when people are kind of addicted to something, what they're seeking is the endorphin and dopamine rush. They're seeking something to make them feel good for a moment, which is really interesting that 10 to 15% of the population have a predisposition towards kind of addictive type behavior. But I think what you're doing is great because what you're doing is stopping yourself. You're giving yourself a challenge, and I think that's a fantastic thing to do.
So what are some of the ways that we can be wiser with our spending habits, say either before we make a purchase or before we even think about what we need? What are some of the ways that we can do that?
Well, I guess it's a way to kind of disrupt that endorphin rush. The first thing is to ask the question, do I really need this? Do I really need this? You know, and in order to do the opposite of that, it's like you're doing. You're giving yourself a challenge for the month of October, or you could be saving for something that you really wanted, you know, like a holiday or a car, and you have to have something that's also you can aim for. To be able to stop it cold turkey without some form of challenge or goal, you're not getting that endorphin rush. And that will cause you to self-sabotage and go back and just buy things. You get home and kind of go, oh, I wasn't going to buy that today. How did I do that?
I think now it's probably more easier than ever to kind of really go over the limit with things like Afterpay and, buy now, have it now, pay later. So I think that endorphin, being aware that that endorphin rush is really what we're seeking, is really, really valuable. Thank you so much. And if you'd like more strategies on how to be a more mindful spender, check out our article up on our website, 96five.com. Sally's on Instagram, and your IG stories are very, very helpful. I've been a follower for quite some time now. So make sure you check out her Instagram at Sally Tebow, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. Thanks so much for joining us, Sally.
Oh, thanks for having me, Julia.